Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales, my correspondent on the Australian continent, especially when we begin with the climate. These last months, and in fact these last years, the Australian climate, all new to me, has been a challenge to understand what is ordinary, what is extraordinary, and what has never been seen before. Jeremy's here to help me first on what is ordinary, which is that it's summertime in Australia. Now, I know it's been hot, and I know it's been rainy, but it is summertime, and so, Jeremy, a very good new year to you. You're ahead of me by several hours in Australia. It is New Year's Day morning. What is your weather now? And does this mean that people are going back outside? Is the weather moderate enough for you to enjoy your picnics on New Year's Day? Good day to you.
G'day, John, and a happy new year to you too. And I can report now that the weather is relatively mild right now. I can't say it's completely sunny because as I speak here in Sydney right now, we do have passing rain showers. We have a temperature that is around 28 degrees Celsius, so 82 Fahrenheit, which for an Australian summer is still relatively cold, believe it or not. But you know what? We can actually venture outside. And the whole week after Christmas, so Boxing Day right through what we typically have as an Australian holiday week, you know, the sun was out. It was fantastic. We didn't have a lot of rain during the day. We had a couple of nights where there were a few storms, but the weather hasn't been wild. That wild weather, though, John, we're expecting could be just on the horizon again shortly, though.
Let's set some records here. This is amazing. This is New South Wales, where the people are. You know, this isn't the parts of Australia that are sparsely populated. This is New South Wales. And according to The Guardian, with those last flickers of rain at the end of 2022, you had 2,500 millimeters. Is that taller than you, Jeremy?
That is much, much taller than me, John. As much as I like to think I'm 10 foot tall, 2,500 millimeters is insane. It's something that you may expect to get in the tropics. You know, we're talking northern Australia, but here in little old Sydney, 2,500 millimeters of rain in any year, in any sort of decade, really, is quite phenomenal.
And that rain is a product of La Nina, the third year of La Nina, but it wasn't limited to just New South Wales. We went through the flooding in Queensland last year, very bad around Brisbane. Then we went through the flooding in Victoria this year. The flooding from Victoria worked its way towards New South Wales and the capital. And then you plunged into what you could only characterize as the surface of the sun. You were in your 40 degrees centigrade. Now, you didn't get to 40 in New South Wales, did you, Jeremy?
No, look, we were very, very lucky. We missed those 40-degree days, although at one point just around Christmas time, we were expecting it to get up around 35 to 37 degrees. So we're talking about 100 Fahrenheit here. But the 40 degrees, they very much stayed to the west of the Australian continent. So we're talking Western Australia, that, you know, the top left part of the map if you're looking at Australia, but also to South Australia. Now, South Australia being the southernmost state in the center of Australia, it is used to getting fairly hot temperatures, but this year it was predicted the temperatures would have been a lot less just because we'd had a lot of rain, we've had a lot of monsoonal activity in the north, which tends to cool down the southern reaches. But no, they actually got around the 40 degrees Celsius for a couple of days there, and it's only just now they're starting to cool down. So we really did go from having this absolute rain event, you know, these cool, these windy, these stormy sort of days, to just having a furnace in some parts, but not in the parts we expected, not here on the East Coast.
If you'll all recall, a year ago, Jeremy and I were celebrating the fact that they'd lifted the limit on champagne for New Year's Eve after having threatened all of Australia. But what was it? They limited you to 6 bottles of beer a day. Do you remember, Jeremy?
Yes, I do. In fact, it was at its worst, it was only three bottles of champagne, and we could only get a dozen beers in a single purchase. So for an Australian, it was pretty much tantamount to having our throat cut.
That was just a year ago, and we were not working. Well, we'd talked about the rain, but you'd all been shut inside for so long. You were welcoming any weather. Now, a year later, we have these extreme conditions. Now I call upon your memory, having grown up in Australia. Is this unusual to see this amount of rain, this kind of heat, and you also have to deal with the flooding that you throughout the populated sect of Queensland, of New South Wales, and Victoria? Did you grow up in conditions like this, Jeremy?
No, the short answer is, John, no. And what's the most unusual part is we're getting all this weather, this diverse range of weather, in a very small time package. So we're not talking over months that we're getting, say, rains coming through, then the next month we're getting the warm weather, then the next month we're getting the drier but heading into the cooler weather. We're all getting it within the space of days in some senses. So we'll suddenly get a very heavy rain period here on the East Coast, followed by very hot, very dry periods over the next few days, followed very quickly afterwards by another monsoonal rain dump, followed again by very short cycles of dry weather. So it's happening in a very quick cycle. And I should also mention too, we've mentioned the floods there in Victoria and Queensland quite a bit. But what we're experiencing right now is, which is very unusual, is we've actually got floods in South Australia, which is actually down rain or down river, I should say, from Victoria. So we had the Victorian floods a few months ago, but what's happened now is all that water's moved into South Australia. And with the persistent strange rain cycle, those floodwaters are now entering South Australia and flooding the River Murray and flooding the Murraylands region. So that's not normal. John, that we're in summer right now. South Australia shouldn't be getting floods. So it is something I haven't grown up with. This is a very new era of weather, and it looks like it could be an era that we're going to just have to get used to.
South Australia, that's Adelaide. Is that correct? That's part of the... Is Adelaide New South Australia?
That's correct, John. Adelaide's South Australia, and Adelaide's very much the capital city in the centre of the state. And the floods that I'm talking about are really about 200-300 kilometres off to the east in the country part of South Australia. But even though it's country, it has tens of thousands of people living there. It's got a very high population. So for a lot of people, unfortunately, over this past Christmas period there in South Australia, when they should be out enjoying a barbecue on the patio, they've really been dealing with a bunch of floodwaters.
All right. Now, here's worst case scenario. It turns out that Australia satisfies what I've learned to call the four horsemen of the Anthropocene. That is fire, heat, drought, and flooding. We've ticked off the flooding. We've talked about the heat. Now we come to the combination of drought and smoke. Smoke is fire. 3 years ago, right, Jeremy, 2019, you had wildfires that so overwhelmed Australia, I believe they changed the weather. What is the risk of wildfire now? What are the conditions?
Yes, this is interesting, John. There is actually a new risk of wildfires because what has happened with all this flood activity and just the general rain patterns over the year is that the undergrowth, the bushland, those, I guess the fuel for those wildfires that we saw in 2019 has all returned. But because we've had so much rain activity, so much flooding, especially here on the East Coast, there's been no opportunity to backburn, to basically have controlled burn-offs where we get rid of that undergrowth or do any real clearing, because the weather forecast was that we would continue to have mild, relatively wet weather. But the meteorologists are now warning that that might be about to come to an end, which means we could be about to enter a late summer, which means high temperatures, very dry conditions, and enough so that a lot of that tinder, a lot of that underbrush will be given the chance to dry out, which means, John, that once again, we're going to have a country which is literally just full of fuel, ready to be sparked off by a single fire. And as soon as that fire takes off here in Australia, because of the way that wildfires work, they create their own weather systems that have a lot of wind, they are almost impossible to stop in some regions, especially when it goes through our national parks here on the East Coast. So again, John, 2019, while it is in some ways a distant memory because we've had COVID, we've had a lot of strange weather since then, there does look like a cycle that could come back again. And it's something that it's a hidden threat right now that we're looking at as we sort of talk, with rain virtually falling on my roof as we speak. So John, we could be about to come back into that sort of season.
And one more thing about drought. I recall the drought was over many years. Has the drought lifted, or is it in parts of Australia continuing the drought?
The drought has mostly lifted now. And when I say mostly, we're talking East Coast, South Coast, and very much up in the Northern Territory. There's really no drought. But Western Australia still sees the northeast part of the country very much in drought. While there has been some monsoonal events, some cyclonic events that have dumped rain, they've been in small packages. So while there is some water there in the region, it's really not quite out of drought yet. But I think what we're starting to see now, John, is that at least that part of Australia will probably at least get enough rain to clear it out of the drought. But honestly, I mean, as I was saying, the meteorologists think that we could snap back into a very dry cycle, which if that does occur, we could be back in drought, you know, within a matter of months. And droughts here in Australia can last up to 10 years, which we've seen before.
Speaking with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, a correspondent on the climate, the unusually unpredictable climate of Australia. We're going to turn to reptiles next, so this is a warning. Now, it's only a warning because perhaps snakes work their magic and frighten you. We're actually going to talk about snakes, but in a positive way. We're going to talk about a lizard that's not a snake when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.